drought taking its toll on the soybean and corn growing in Minnesota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
According to the latest USDA Crop Progress and Conditions report, Minnesota's soybean crop conditions declined 2 percentage points in the last week to 34% good to excellent. Peterson Farm seed lead agronomist Rick Swenson, who lives near Underwood, Minnesota, says there are pockets of good and bad in the state.
You know, some stuff at home, it's kind of past the point of no return, but was visiting with a grower south of Fergus today, and he got over 3 inches in the last 10 days on their farm. And so some looks really, really good, and others need help. On the beans, you know, they might only be 8 inches tall yet, and they never did canopy in, and kind of aborting some of those pods. And, you know, there's still a lot of flowers on top. There's a lot of pods on most of them. It's a matter of getting them all filled out. We're probably going to keep flowering, I would think, for another 2 weeks here. So there is some time to put on some new pods if we do get some rain, but the season is getting shorter.
28% of Minnesota's corn is in the dough stage, 2 days ahead of average. The crop is rated 36% good to excellent.
From the corn, I mean, some of it's only knee to waist high, and it is tasseled out, and there's not going to be a cob on that.
Swenson reminds farmers to be scouting for insects.
So without the moisture right now, there's quite a few aphids showing up, and there's quite a few spider mites, and really we've been fighting the grasshoppers the whole season. So there's a lot of different stuff going on. Same with corn borer. You know, especially this week, if you have conventional corn, I would be scouting your conventional cornfields to see what's out there.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
81%